Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris in San Diego on the Fan, the great Fan in SoCali Cal.
Hey, brother, I'm just calling tonight in regards to the Super Bowl. I had a comment regarding Julian Edelman. I know he had a great game. What was it, 10 catches, 141 yards. But I just believe that the defense doesn't have that one superstar that they could reward the MVP to, because the defense is really what won the game for them last night. I mean, they shut the Rams down to 3 points.
Listen, there's no arguing with the defense. Did a hell of a job, and, you know, they don't usually give it out to defensive players. You know that. Edelman had 10 catches. It was over. He's getting it. It's that simple. A lot of people seemed bent out of shape about him getting it, though, because he had been suspended for PEDs, right, to start the season. No redemption there, getting back on the field after a drug suspension and winning the MVP of the Super Bowl and getting to go to Disney World, Carver High.
It's amazing. It really is. They didn't even, like, mention it during the game last night. Like, this dude's having a great game, and he missed the first 4 games. He's popped for PEDs. Like, did you hear them mention it at all during the game?
No, they don't mention it. It's, but
why
it,
mention it? But it's just
this, I would have mentioned it.
These, it's just one of the things that drives you nuts if you're, like, an enormous baseball fan. Like, it's one of the things that drives you crazy, because the guys in baseball that have been popped for PEDs are treated like absolute slime and villains. Name them all. I mean, we're talking legends of the game. Bonds, Clemens,
right.
A-Rod, etc.
Pettit.
Anybody who's ever gotten popped for PEDs. This dude was suspended not last year, not 5 years ago, not 10 years ago. This season that we're currently playing in, he was suspended for 4 games. And he won the MVP of the Super Bowl last night. Not a word of it. Not a word.
Not a word.
And listen, he was awesome last night. Best player on the field. I got no problem with giving him the MVP. But man, do we forget fast when you talk about PEDs in the NFL? You forget quick.
I mean, you never hear that stuff in the NHL either. You never hear about any of them doing it ever.
How about this one, too, last night?
But one guy in for alcoholism,
and that was
a big story.
And I think that this is just a crazy statement.
Right.
Now, I know Darwin's a huge Patriot fan,
right,
so I want to know what he thinks. There was people last night saying that this cemented his Hall of Fame career. Guy doesn't even have 500 career catches in the NFL. I get it. All-time unbelievable postseason player. You say it all the time. He catches every ball that Brady throws at him. I'm sorry, though. He's not a Hall of Famer.
I would give you that. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer either yet. And I think that he's got work to do in that department. But I have said this a million times on the show. I have never in my life seen a guy not drop a pass on third or fourth down ever once. I've never seen a guy drop a pass on third or fourth down. I don't care about first and second down. I care about third and fourth down. And in the postseason, I don't think I've ever seen him drop a pass, no matter what the down. That guy is, to me, the clutchest receiver in the NFL, bar none. There is no one.
He does it in the postseason.
That's
what
I mean.
He's second all-time receptions in the postseason.
I've never seen him drop a pass.
At some point, it's the old quantity over quality. I mean, I get you have to have a certain quantity to meet the standards of Hall of Fame. But at the same time, like you just said, I mean, to do that in the postseason year after year.
Who's better? Who's better, Gronk or him? He never drops one either.
Yeah, I mean, Edelman, in some ways, Edelman has been more valuable when you look at it. They won without Gronk back in the Atlanta one. That was without Gronk.
I think those two guys, in my view, it really comes down to this for me. There's Ty Law has had, certainly he's getting in the Hall of Fame. And then when I really think about the teams that I've seen them win, who's literally, to me, it really boils down to, for me, Brady, Gronk, and Edelman. I mean, and then
probably throw Wes Welker.
And Welker.
Who never won one.
And then I'd put it in the, you know, defensively, like Ty Law, But those are the players that I'm going to remember the most of all those Super Bowl years. So when I get to be crusty and old, which I'm already halfway there, when I let's say miraculously I live to 80, I'm going to remember back. I'm going to go, those were the teams with Brady, Gronkowski, Edelman, Welker, and frankly Ty Law. Those are the ones I'm going to remember. And even at one point or another, when they had Moss, they were lethal too.
But Moss and Welker never won a Super Bowl.
They never got it done.
And that's, to me, that's the comparison. That's the classic one, Welker and Edelman. Welker has a ton more catches in the regular season, way, way more. But Edelman has now won 3 Super Bowls.
Am I crazy to say those two are the clutches, too, you've ever seen for the Patriots is Gronk and Edelman?
No, they definitely are. And Welker isn't. He dropped the ball that would have won him the Super Bowl in 2011. So, to me, it's a no-brainer.
So what did you think as a fan? I got 30 seconds before I hand it off to you. What did you think as a fan of watching that crappy game? You don't care when you win the Super Bowl if the game's crappy.
No, not at all. But I can see other people being like, come on now.
But you were enjoying it.
It's a spectacle. I enjoyed it, absolutely. I was breaking down the stunt blitzes. I was loving
everything. I had him to win in -2.5, so I loved it too. And meanwhile, I'm a Steelers fan. I didn't want you to win a 6th Super Bowl, but I knew that day would come when they would be caught by, you know, it was either Dallas, San Francisco, or New England was going to catch him. Now they've caught him. Who's the first one to win 7? I think it would be the Patriots. I would never take the Steelers now over the Patriots.
Early odds now, yeah. They're right there next year.
As long as Brady's playing, in my opinion, they're the Super Bowl favorites every year.
They got
I don't care.
7 draft picks in the first 3 rounds this year, too.
I don't care who is in the NFC. It doesn't matter. Rams, Saints, oh, you could talk till the cows come home. Eagles. I mean, they're talking about this Wentz guy like he's some God's gift to the world. He's not going to Super Bowls either. That's the funny thing, is that Foles will be the guy that got one. I bet you that guy doesn't sniff one. And after all of his hype, I bet the other guy's going to get all the glory for the rest of his life. He'll be drinking and eating free in Philly. And the other guy, they've already said he's now, aren't they saying he's like super cocky? No one likes him? That didn't take long. He was their hero. Now they all hate him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.